Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Late last week, I received information from the U.S. Mint about the process for selecting which 20 prominent American women will be depicted on circulating U.S. quarters starting next year. The three organizations designated in the law will submit a preliminary list of candidate women to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. This list will then be published in the Federal Register, a publication few in the general public read. Once posted, the public can then provide feedback and suggest other candidates. The best prospect for proposing a worthy woman to appear on U.S. coins is if the suggestions are submitted to these three organizations before they make their report to the Treasury Secretary. Therefore, Liberty Coins is now accepting suggestions in our store as to which women may deserve to appear on a U.S. coin. At the end of March, we will forward these ideas to the three organizations. When you come to Liberty to submit your names, we also ask that you list the achievements for which they deserve consideration. Come to Liberty soon. Here's another example of an American woman who may deserve to appear in a forthcoming quarter. Sarah Breedlove was born in 1867 and died at the age of 51. She became an orphan at the age of 7. The Guinness Book of World Records states that she is the first female self-made millionaire in America. At the time of her death, she was considered to be the wealthiest African-American businesswoman. Calling herself Madam C.J. Walker, after her third husband, Charles Joseph Walker, she developed a line of cosmetics and hair care products tailored to African-American women and produced by the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company. At her death, her business employed thousands of African-American women as sales agents, using the person-to-person sales strategy later used by Avon, Amway, and Mary Kay. She was a strong financial supporter of African-American communities in their education. Shortly before she died, she made the largest individual gift to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People had received up to that time. For overcoming many obstacles and fostering economic empowerment for African-American females, Madam C.J. Walker may end up appearing on a U.S. coin. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.